Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, setengah abad yang lalu, terjadi pembunuhan yang belum terpecahkan terhadap seorang pria gay, Dr. George Ian Duncan, yang tenggelam setelah dilempar dari jembatan penyeberangan ke Sungai Torrens di Adelaide oleh sekelompok pria pada tanggal 10 Mei 1972. Kisah pembunuhan itu dijadikan sebuah pertunjukan di Gedung Opera Sydney yang menceritakan bagaimana dampak peristiwa itu telah menjadi katalisator bagi Australia Selatan untuk menjadi negara berbahasa Inggris pertama di dunia yang mendekriminalisasikan homoseksualitas. Berikut laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sydney Leng dan Georgia Maher untuk SBS News.
I'll resurrect his body, I'll raise him, if that's what's needed to change the bloody law.
Dr. George Ian Duncan adalah korban pembunuhan pada tahun 1972 yang belum terpecahkan. Hal itu telah mendorong pemerintahan Partai Buruh Australia Selatan untuk mulai mereformasi undang-undang seputar homoseksualitas. Pada tahun 1975, Australia Selatan menjadi negara bagian Australia pertama yang melegalkan perilaku seksual antara pria dewasa yang memberikan persetujuan. Perlahan namun pasti, negara-negara bagian lainnya menyusul.
Sexual laws are still in force here, long after their repeal in South Australia and Victoria. Premier Rann says it's now time to end the blatant discrimination and unfairness endured by homosexuals in New South Wales.
Dalam sebuah pertunjukan opera Australia yang akan datang di Sydney, yang bernama Watershed, menceritakan kisah kemenangan dan tragedi yang relatif tidak diketahui, yang membuat warga Australia Selatan memimpin dunia barat dalam reformasi hukum gay.
I didn't know what justice was.
Pada tanggal 6 Juni yang lalu, Premier New South Wales telah meminta maaf kepada mereka yang dihukum berdasarkan undang-undang yang mengkriminalisasikan homoseksualitas di masa lalu. Neil Armfield adalah direktur dari Watershed dan mengatakan bahwa betapapun terlambatnya permintaan maaf itu, namun itu sangat penting bagi mereka yang terkena dampaknya.
I think that that apology is really long overdue. One can say these apologies are symbolic actions. One can say that the apology to the stolen generation was a symbolic action, but it's incredibly important to those who've been victims or who have suffered. Under inhuman practices in the past.
Tidak ada seorang pun yang pernah dihukum atas kematian Dr. George Duncan. Namun banyak orang yang yakin bahwa sekelompok petugas polisi yang bertanggung jawab.
There has always been this persistent rumor and whistleblowing within the corps that it was a job by off-duty vice squad officers. They had a practice, we're told, called teaching the poofters to swim. And there would be this thing of going down and throwing gay men off a gay beat into the Torrens. On this particular night, three men were thrown in. One of them didn't know how to swim. That was George Duncan. And the people who threw him in were told that that man hadn't surfaced. One of them stripped off, jumped in the river and tried to get the body, couldn't find it, and they took off in their car.
Penulis Paul Beach adalah seorang mahasiswa di Adelaide pada saat itu. Ia mengatakan Dr. Duncan adalah seorang pendatang ke Adelaide dan diidentifikasi sebagai homoseksual berdasarkan barang tertentu yang ditemukan di bagasi mobilnya.
They found in his luggage a gay guide to the world. It was called a Spartacus Gay Guide, and he would have this identifies him as being a gay man. The fact that he had a guide to the underground world that homosexual men and women, but principally homosexual men, were able to have established for themselves in places wherever of sufficient population, particularly seaside resorts. But every city of any size had places where gay men would gather and go to have drinks. Sometimes there were nightclubs. And there were what were called cruising grounds, outside beats, we call them in Australia.
Tiga tahun setelah peristiwa itu, Australia Selatan menjadi negara berbahasa Inggris pertama di dunia yang mendekriminalisasikan homoseksualitas. Paul Pitch mengatakan masyarakat di Adelaide merasa ngeri karena seseorang dengan status yang tinggi itu akan menemui akhir yang kejam. Ia juga mengatakan kemarahan yang sama mungkin tidak terjadi pada seseorang yang dianggap berstatus lebih rendah.
If it had been an ordinary person, it may just have disappeared. In fact, there was when they were the police divers went down into the river, they found there a body of an adolescent or a teenage boy who had died some years earlier. Probably in similar circumstances, but that had never caused any fracas, any ruckus in the city. The fact that Duncan was such a man of such status really caused the city great embarrassment, and that was the trigger for the law change that eventually happened.
Neil Armfield memulai Watershed pada tahun 2022. Ditulis oleh tim penulis yang semuanya LGBTIQ+, termasuk Christos Siolkas dan Alana Valentine, Armfield mengatakan ia ingin para penulis memiliki rasa identifikasi dengan cerita tersebut. Setelah dirinya diserang pada tahun 1980-an, Armfield mengatakan polisi New South Wales memperlakukannya seperti penjahat.
The cops at Darlinghurst just treated me as a criminal, really. And so the humiliation was somehow compounded. They also were not interested in identifying these people at a time when there were groups like this going around murdering people. And I just thought that was appalling.
Salah seorang pemain Watershed, Pelham Andrews, berharap pertunjukan ini akan mengingatkan para penonton atas peristiwa itu.
I want the living memory of these events, the heroes, and also not forgetting the injustice that was served in the past. I want that to be remembered and for people to go out knowing that, you know, that's something we all have to carry on. And also to feel uplifted by the fact that there are people who have made positive change.
Mark Oates yang memerankan Premier Australia Selatan saat itu, Don Dunstan, dan juga Dr. Duncan mengatakan ini adalah sejarah yang tidak dapat dilupakan.
Particularly in our current political circumstance, I really want people to understand that we've been on this journey for a long time. And as Pelham said, that there is hope through the struggle that we've been through, and that we shouldn't let it happen again. To fail to recognize and understand history is to repeat history, and we can't afford for that to happen.
Demikian tadi sebuah laporan tentang sebuah pertunjukan di Sydney Opera House dengan nama Watershed pada tanggal 14 hingga 16 Juni. Laporan itu disusun oleh Sydney Lang dan Georgia Meyer untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.